Random House Audio presents The Broken Gun by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Jason Culp. Chapter 1. He lay sprawled upon the concrete pavement of the alley in the darkening stain of his own blood. A man I had never seen before, a man with the face of an Apache warrior, struck down from behind and stabbed repeatedly in the back as he lay there. Two police cars with flashing lights stood nearby, and a dozen shirt-sleeved or uniformed men stood about, waiting for the ambulance to come. But it was much too late for an ambulance.
"Sorry to get you out of bed at this time of night, Mr. Sheridan."
Detective Sergeant Tom Riley had introduced himself at the door of my motel room a few minutes before. He spoke politely, but I had a feeling he could not have cared less about awakening me. He was a man doing a hard, unpleasant job in the best way he knew how, and my own hunch was that he was pretty good at it.
"We thought you might know something about him."
Riley showed me the newspaper clipping, and I recognized it as one that had appeared in the local paper the previous morning. It mentioned the fact that I, Dan Sheridan, author of a dozen volumes of Western fiction and history, was in the city doing research. What it neglected to mention was the slip I'd made during a moment of exuberance on a television interview when I said, among other things, I want to find out what happened to the Toomey brothers. The interviewer, with less alertness than usual with his kind, ignored the remark and went on to other things. As a matter of fact, I had planned to keep the mystery of the vanishing Toomeys as my own...